You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring. Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it on, baby, take it on.
Everybody, it's Maggie Radden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion radio show for another Monday in 2011, soon to be 2012. Of course, if one was optimistic, they would say that is a wonderful thing, and there are a lot of things wonderful to look forward to. And then if one was realistic, one would say that 2012 ain't going to bring anything better than 2011. Other than, well, I don't know. Now, maybe if we get more people awake, then 2012 will bring something better than 2011. But as far as any jobs or any of that kind of stuff on the horizon so that you could earn a buck to buy yourself a can of hash, well, that's not looking too good. And in actuality, it isn't going to be looking too good. And I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings as opposed to glad tidings, but the reality is, the people who control the game want to collapse the system, and they are working feverishly, I must add, at a feverish pace to accomplish just that. So that's the Christmas present they're bringing to all of us. They're bringing higher prices, inflation, devaluing our currency, and enslaving all of humanity. So how do you like that? Anyway, for those of you who listen for any length of time, or most of the time, or on a regular basis, or just periodically, you know, my main topic of conversation is United Nations, Agenda 21, and all its related stuff. So in 3 minutes, I'll be back, and we'll keep talking about it. Don't change that dial. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and I will return.
Extend your life with Extendover. Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Hey kids, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. Now listen, I got to give you a little information before we get rocking and rolling here today. The number to call into the show if you would like to join the conversation is 800-313-9443. Now, listen, if you would like to advertise your business or service on this network, then get in touch with us, 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719 is the telephone number to do that. Our website, you can just throw RBN into Google or Bing or any of those search engines you so choose, and it will come up, but it's republicbroadcasting.org, our address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you would like to send us, ask for information requested via snail mail, you are entitled to do that because so far it's still sort of a free country, okay? Now, they're working steadily at eliminating any semblance of freedom here in the good old USSA, but for the time being, you can still send letters. Now, that doesn't mean that these people aren't, like, taking a little steam and opening them up and seeing what it is you're writing about. Who knows? I don't know. Is that too much? Do you think that's far-fetched? You think that's out of the realm of possibility? Well, I got news for you. It ain't, because that's the kind of stuff they do, you know. All you got to do is watch a James Bond movie and you'll be in like Flint. You could watch a Flint movie. I used to like In Like Flint. Our Man Flint. Do you remember those movies? I'm sure some of you who are listening who are older than, well, I don't know. What should we say? Older than young? How's that sound? Huh? That's diplomatic. Some of you who are older than young, you would remember James Coburn in Like Flint and Our Man Flint and all the other Flint movies he made. Anyway, You're getting the picture, aren't you? See, they do like to spy on us because it's their big thrill in life. They ain't getting any thrills anywhere else, so they're going to spy on Americans because we'll all be safer if they do that. So now listen, advertise your business or service. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. We're all on Facebook. We're all on Twitter. RBN is Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook, and it's RBN Live on Twitter. I am Maggie_in_USA on Twitter and Unsolicited Opinion on Facebook. If you're into those, then you are welcome to follow me. And I just cast my pearls of wisdom everywhere I do. Now listen, I want to talk about one thing real quickly. Then I'm going to bring my guest on, who is waiting in the wings with bated breath. I am certain of that. Anyway, I'm going to bring him on in a minute, but he's going to just have to listen for a second because I want to keep on that vein of, oh, you know, them keeping us safe by spying on us. You know what I mean, Vern? So anyway, let's just talk for a minute here. Just for a minute, we're going to talk only momentarily about something that came out from the FBI, the Communities Against Terrorism, Potential Indicators of Terrorist Activities Related to Military Surplus Stores. Okay, well, see, I don't think it's just the military surplus stores they're looking at. But anyway, listen, what should I consider suspicious? Now, everybody got your pencil in hand. Now, take notes. This is important because the FBI is telling us that it is. Now, listen, you should consider people or groups who provide identification that is inconsistent or suspect or demands identity privacy. Wow. Now, I thought we had a right to privacy. I think it's one of them, well, it's one of them confounding rights in our Bill of Rights, I think. But I think we did have a right to privacy. But if you demand your right to privacy, well, that makes you suspicious. Now listen, if you insist on paying with cash or you use credit cards in different names, wow. I mean, most people don't typically use other people's credit cards, but then again, you know, hey, that makes you suspicious. Cash ain't good no more. Can't track cash. You know where they're going with this. Significantly alters appearance from visit to visit. If you decided to shave your beard, you wanted a change, you colored your hair, you wore a different style of dress. I clean up pretty good sometimes, you know what I mean? So I don't know, I change my appearance. But, that might make me on the terrorist list if I decide to go blonde tomorrow. You know what I mean, Vern? Having missing hands or fingers, chemical burns, strange odors, or bright colored stains on clothing. Now, my sister, God rest her soul, was an artist, and I remember when she was a teenager, she dated a man who was born without a couple fingers. All right? So now I guess if we were to go back in time and she was hanging around with that fellow, well, gee, he might be a potential terrorist because God forbid he was born that way. Oh, no. Whatever you do, don't let common sense or logic enter into this debate, please. Strange odors. Now, there's a lot of smelly people out there I have met in my lifetime, I must admit. Their band deodorant doesn't work too well for them. You know what I mean? You know, or soap and water doesn't cross their path too often. And I don't know if being like a little pig pen from Charlie Brown is the new indicator of terrorism. But the FBI thinks it is. Bright colored stains on clothing. Now, my sister was an artist as well, and she liked to paint, and she used to pick out all kinds of colors, actually, not always muted. Sometimes she chose to paint with bright colors. Was my terrorist, who has now passed on, well, did that indicate that she had some terroristic tendencies? Ooh, I don't know. If someone makes racist or extreme religious statements coupled with comments that are violent or appear to condone violence. Wow. Wow. What do you think, kids, huh? Hey, gee, you know, I know there's a lot of them Christians. Boy, they're awful. You know, they might say, geez, especially this time of year, Merry Christmas. Uh-oh. Rat roll. Boy, does that mean that they may be a potential terrorist? I don't know, but I think we should investigate that further. I think you should beware of those who say Merry Christmas. Now, let's see. What else here? They make suspicious comments regarding anti-U.S. radical theology, vague or cryptic warnings that suggest or appear to endorse the use of violence in support of a cause. I don't know. Now, let me see. Do you think those sheriffs are constitutional sheriffs, those who are defending our rights, who are standing up against our out-of-control bureaucracies here in this government, like the Bureau of Land Management or the Forestry Service or Fish and Game? You know the ones. They're just some of the ones. There's lots of ones. They're just part of it. Anyway, do you think maybe those sheriffs who are defending the rights of the individual, do you think somehow? Wow. When they're telling them, listen, you come here and arrest him, I'm going to arrest you. Do you think somehow, wow, that's now terrorist activities? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know, but I hope everybody's taking notes because it's important, you know. Let's see. Demonstrates interest in uses that do not seem consistent with the intended use of the item being purchased. Well, I don't know what that might be. What do you think? Huh? Let's see. Now, what kinds of things have we used for other than the intended purpose? Let's see. Now, I keep, you know what? Okay, now here, this could be a suspicious behavior. I have empty coffee containers, okay? And I like to keep them because I like to throw stuff I collect in them. I wonder if that's suspicious because it wasn't the original intent for the use of that coffee container, do you think? I don't know. Should I report myself to the FBI? I don't know. Maybe I should. I don't know. We'll think about it a little more. Let's see. If you possess little knowledge of intended purchase items. I don't know. You mean asking questions now indicates that you're a potential terrorist? If you ask questions, because knowledge is power and you'd like to know as much about whatever it is you're purchasing as you possibly could. Danger, 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 Will Robinson. Make bulk purchases of items to include weatherproofed ammunition or match containers, meals ready to eat. Wow. Now listen, kiddies, if you're buying some of those MREs because you think like that stuff's going to hit the fan and you want to be able to survive longer than, you know, how long it takes to have your body eat itself because you're dying of starvation, well, that indicates that is you are a potential terrorist. So be prepared, everybody. If you're stocking up on beans, well, that could be something. Now, listen, they've got numbers here for you to call, and they want you to be part of the solution here. There's some things that you should do. They want you to keep a record. Talk to your customers. Ask questions. Listen to and observe their responses. Watch for people and actions that are out of place. Make note of suspicious statements, people or vehicles. I don't know. If you drive a truck, does that make you suspicious? Now, they do acknowledge, though, that each indicator listed above is by itself lawful conduct. Wow, or behavior, and may also constitute the exercise of rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Well, la-di-da, do you think you could have figured that out, huh? Purchasing more than 7 days' worth of food does not make you a terrorist, but these FBI people are now trying to say that it does. Something ain't right with this picture here, America. What would you say, huh? Would you say something ain't right with this picture? Something's out of kilter? Hmm? There's a flagpole with no flag on it. You know what I mean? A dog without a bone? You know what I'm saying. Like, you know, something is wrong here in America when we have our government saying because we want to, hey, you're born without fingers on your hand. You are now a potential to a terrorist. Please, I don't know what it's going to take. But every day I will continue to come on here and point out these little, oh, I don't know, should we call them idiosyncrasies of our government and the picture that they are painting for us? Hey, I will be back in 3 minutes, and Ronald McDonald will join me, and we'll talk about code Nazis. We'll be back in three. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and I want to welcome Ronald McDonald to my show this morning. How are you, Ronald?
I'm doing great. It's a little cold here, but I'm doing great. I have a question for you, Maggie.
Sure.
It's a personal question. What kind of vitamins do you take? You are so energetic.
I don't take them on a regular basis. I don't take vitamins. I take a lot of coffee with caffeine, high-test coffee, and I use cream in it, too, and I don't use that fat-free crap. I use the real stuff. I'm into as much fat and sugar and salt as I can possibly consume.
Wow.
Just on general principle. Somebody's got to do it, and I have decided I will lead the way for all of you fat, salt, and sugar lovers out there. Join me in our revolt.
Well, I'm changing my diet then.
There you go.
Well, I have to apologize. I haven't been able to get to my storage to find the information on the land patent.
Okay.
I'll get it to you. It's just we had moved this year, so it's everything's in boxes.
You mean you have stuff stored up? Wow, that could be a suspicious activity. I don't know. Let me check. Could be.
I know my neighbors are going to turn me in. Because
go, huh? What'd you do, Ron? Come clean.
I use coffee cans, too, for things.
Oh, do you?
Than storing coffee, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, isn't it a drag? They're not really heavy metal anymore. Tis. Now they're just some lightweight, crappy stuff. other than the plastic ones. Most of them are plastic now. But anyway, Ronald, let's talk about, for those who are listening and have no idea who you are, why don't you clue them in? And you are also, I will tell them that you are also the author of the book, They Own It All, including you, by way of Toxic Money, which people can purchase right off of RBN if you so desire. But do you want to tell them a little bit about your background, if you would, please, Ronald?
Sure. I do remember Our Man Flint. I was old enough to watch that. I'm 63 now.
I had a crush on James Colburn when I was a kid.
Those were some good movies.
Weren't they? I know. Such a diversion from reality.
I'm a Vietnam veteran. I've studied law and participated in all sorts of actions in courts for about the last 30 to 35 years. I'm married with two beautiful daughters, and I love pets. That's me. I just love life.
Oh, good. All right. Now, listen, I know that you have done a lot of work helping people with the zoning infractions. Yeah. God forbid, you know. You want to cut that branch off your tree, that's a no-no. But anyway, so let's talk about that, because there are a lot of people who listen, Ron, who have been victims of the code Nazis all around the country. I've had people on my show who've been victimized in California, and I know you're out in California, and down in Texas, down in Florida, you name it, they're all over the place. It really, you can pick any state, they're there, and they're on the march. So let's talk about different tactics that one could use to be able to fight against these code Nazis who are out in force. And, of course, I recognize, which perhaps you might as well, that this is all part of the larger agenda of driving people off their land. They truly want us in green ghettos, and so by hook or crook, they're going to attempt to accomplish that by a variety of tactics. So,
To start with, one has to understand the fundamental principle upon which authority is granted. And what has happened in this country is, and you'll see it in just about every avenue of administrative law, is the usurpation of authority from one office to another. And I'm going to give some examples first before I get into the code office itself. For example, the notice to appear, that little ticket you get by the highway patrol, most people haven't got a clue that is a summons, and that's what brings you into the courtroom. But the usurpation in that respect is, do you know what type of power that officer is using when he issues that notice to appear? What type of power that is? What branch of government has that power? And what usurpation he is doing at that moment when he gives you that notice to appear?
No, I don't. I would only be guessing.
Okay. It's a summons. And the only branch of government with constitutional power to issue a summons is a court or the judicial branch. Well, the officer is from the executive branch. Does he have the power to use that authority from the judicial branch to issue you a summons? Well, no, he doesn't.
Do they give him the authority by extension?
No, that would violate the fundamental principles, and I've won cases on that one issue. It violates the fundamental principle that usurpation of power is delegated by the people. It is constitutional. It's a constitutional power that's issued to that branch of government alone. The judicial branch has the sovereign power of the people to issue summons. It's in the enumeration of the office itself. It's not delegated to the executive branch. So when that officer issues a ticket, he's stealing the power of the judicial branch. That's the point that we're going to with the code enforcement officer. I'm going to give you an example, and one was a personal
Hang on, Ron, because we've got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You can give us that example when we come back. Ron McDonald is my guest this morning. Don't change that dial. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. So I'm talking with Ronald McDonald this morning, and you were going to give us an example, Ron, when we had to go to break. So please go ahead.
Okay, yeah, the examples is on usurpation of authority from one office to another. And this case dealt actually with my dad. It was about 25 years ago this happened. And I was hosting a PTA. I was president of the PTA, and I was hosting a carnival, and my parents came up from San Francisco to my neck of the woods to, you know, visit. And, of course, my dad was a drinker, always has been a drinker, and a truck driver. Never got into an accident in his entire life. Well, he got a call from a neighbor saying someone had broken into their house in San Francisco, so he headed back, but he had had some drinks, headed back, and he had gone over a double line going up a hill to pass a car in front of him as a highway patrol was coming down the hill. Well, he passed the car, and then he hid on a dirt road. Well, the highway patrol had found him through the dust. And followed the car through the dust and, of course, arrested him. And what had happened is that a complaint was issued. Now, I defended my dad in that case. I'm not an attorney, a licensed attorney in the state of California, but I took standing regardless. And I looked at the complaint, and lo and behold, at the bottom of the complaint, which was filed in the court, was Jim England, a highway patrol officer. Now, also, on the complaint was the state of the people, or the people of the state of California versus Lawrence McDonald. And it gave three counts against my father. One was evading an officer, reckless driving, and a DUI. So, and also was filed into the clerk. So I wrote a 18-page brief, and I did a writ of prohibition prohibiting the court from moving against my dad on the following principle, that Jim England of the Highway Patrol usurped the power of the office of the district attorney, which is constitutional power, and he had no right to do it. It was 18 pages, and I said he moved in the name of the people. That's stealing that power from the office. He selected charges, which his office does not grant him that authority. He filed it and endorsed it in the name of the people. Well, it was heard by the chief judge of the county, and he says, my God, you are absolutely right. The Highway Patrol has no authority to issue the complaint, can't move in the name of the people, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this happens every day across this country. Every office, every agency fills out these complaints. The sheriff department does it. The medical board does it when it goes into a state court. It happens all the time. But it's usurpation of the power of a different office. It just cannot be done. That power to that office is delegated by the people, and it is in that office alone, and only the district attorney in this specific case could use that power, not the Highway Patrol. You see the importance of this?
Yeah, I understand that. So then all of these tickets that people get on a daily basis, hundreds of thousands of them issued daily, are all erroneous then, essentially.
That's
is what
correct.
You're saying. Because none of the people, the police officers, sheriffs, highway patrol, whomever it is that's giving it, or even code officers who are giving you citations, none of them have the power to be doing that.
Okay, and here's where the code officer comes in. Now, as you know, in a constitutional office such as the district attorney's office, the people create that office, enumerate the power to it. Now, the people in my county created the building department. Created that office, basically, and endowed it with certain powers. Now, power is such a thing that once delegated, it cannot be redelegated. Well, guess what's happened across this country? The building departments have redelegated that power and created their own code enforcement officer. Do you think that's a violation of constitutional power?
It sounds like it to me, yeah.
It is. It is. They cannot do it. And I had a code enforcement officer come to my neighborhood, my previous neighborhood, and red tagged 25 houses, and she stopped by my house, and I was building these 18-foot columns with angels on the top, and she says, I'm sorry, they're beautiful, but I'm going to have to red tag you. You can't build here. And I says, excuse me? I don't think so. You're not going to red tag me. She says, yes, I am. I says, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you a little bit about your office. And I told her, I says, your office was created by the building department. They had no authority to create your office. I'm not only going to come after you, I'm going to leave these people to come after you, and I'm going to take every nickel you ever got illegally from this county because you had no capacity to do what you're doing. She quit her job. A neighbor told me she quit her job that week.
Good.
She asked the building department, apparently, I'm presuming this, if she had the authority to do that. And once they understood the fundamental principle that the office cannot be created by them, it has to be created by the people, they knew that they made an error there. Now, there's still a code enforcement officer in the county, in my county. However, this is the Achilles heel. So how do you go about proving these things when you're red tagged or something like that? We have in every state an act called the Public Records Act. I don't know if you've heard of that or not.
Yes, I have, and I've heard how difficult it is for people to get access to their public records.
Well, the Public Records actually is a very simple thing. It's based on the Freedom of Information Act, and every state has one in it. And it's, if I were to compare to a lawsuit, it would be the discovery aspect in a lawsuit. That's when you get to ask the opposing party all questions, bring forward evidence, things of that nature. Well, within your state, you have this Public Records Act in California. It's the California Public Records Act. And what you're allowed to do is request documents that are in offices, any administrative office throughout the state. For example, and this happens all the time, I've requested the oaths of office of people, many of them from Franchise Tax Board to you name it, that found out that they hadn't taken it. Well, guess what? They're in violation of fundamental principles. They broke the law right then and there. I just won my case. Well, the same with the code enforcement officer. You can request any documents for the creation of that office, who created it. You can ask for that constitutional oath of office. And I'll give you an example of that. About 30 years ago, I was attacked on my property for building in the setbacks. That's that 30 feet from the street to the house. And the entire county came up against me. And what I did was found out that none of them took the proper oath of office in accordance with the Constitution of the state of California. However, they relied on a case called Vogel versus County of L.A. that said employees didn't have to take that entire oath. Well, in the oath, it says, I will not become party to the overthrow of the United States or to the state of California or become a member of the Communist Party. Well, employees shouldn't have to take that entire oath, but what about our officers that wield our sovereign power? They have to take it. Well, the case was dismissed. They walked out and never stepped foot on my land again.
Let me interrupt you right there. So elected officials have to take an oath, but the employees in the department do not have to take an oath. But are they still bound by the oath because the elected officials whom they work for had to take the oath, and thereby extension it also applies to just the employees in that office who are unelected?
Well, the employees may have to take an oath, but it's not as restrictive as the one officers take. And with employees, they have no judicial powers. They can't make a determination. They have no executive force. They can't arrest you. However, you're going to be finding out that civilians are arresting you, just like the code enforcement officer who has no sovereign power. She will arrest your working, your labor. She'll stop the activity. She doesn't have the power. He doesn't have that power to do that. Not in accordance with the law. Only an officer with legitimate authority from a constitutional office can do that. You see what's happened here? It's a means by which the state has acquired a great deal of revenue by violating fundamental principles.
So who would, give me an example, who would be, say, for example, in the building department, would there be an officer, who would be the officer if there indeed is one in the building department?
Well, that would be your building inspectors. They would be at your planning inspector. All legitimately created offices by the people, and you'll see it. If your county is chartered, you'll see a list. And here's another example. One of the cities in Northern California, a kid had gotten arrested. They stole his car. They impounded his car and everything else. Well, it was a chartered city. It's a major chartered city. So I looked through the charter, and I discovered that they created an office of police chief. However, they never created office of peace officer. Well, guess what? They either had 30 police chiefs in that city, or they didn't have but one. The thing was is that a peace officer cannot usurp power out of the police chief's office. Do you understand that principle? He must have his own office created by the people. Well, the case was dismissed because they realized that they failed to create an office of patrolman, peace officer. So we had a lot of civilians acting as peace officer in that city. Las Vegas is another one. They have a charter in Las Vegas. They did create an office of police chief, but they do not have any office for peace officer. So all those little arrests going on there are violations of fundamental principles.
Let me ask you a question. What do they mean by home rule charter? What does that mean, Ron? Do you know?
Home rule charter.
What does that mean? I know where I live, they operate by what they call home rule charter. I never looked it up, so I have no idea what the hell to talk about.
I have no idea either.
Okay.
A charter is a document cemented. It's created, and to my knowledge, it cannot be amended. It's created to, it's like the charter the king had given those people that came over here to do business over in the New World. It is rigid. It cannot be expanded upon. So I don't know what the problem, I don't know how they're going to handle the problem of not creating offices, certain offices in these chartered cities. The people were ignorant at the time they created these charters, and in order to basically amend them, they would have to destroy the entire charter. But you see how the usurpation is an Achilles heel in many of the issues throughout this country?
Yeah, I do.
From that highway patrolman that's issuing notice to appear by usurping the office of the judicial branch to your code enforcement officer who's usurping unlawfully the power of the building department. It's the same no matter what. But one has to defend, one has to do their homework on these things. They have to, again, go to the Public Records Act and start listing questions to get documents, retrieve documents, and have those offices or those alleged offices actually confess to omissions and confessions of crimes being committed. At that point, you've won your case without even going to court.
Well, who would? I mean, these people wouldn't be voluntarily saying they've committed a crime. You're only going to ascertain that because you look within the charter, look at these documents, and realize that these people are acting in a capacity they've never been lawfully or entitled to be doing, correct?
That's correct. That is the way it is. And when they don't answer the questions, now, the Public Records Act is very rigid. Some states have a three-day answer period. Others have a 10-day answer period. And for failure to answer, you can bring them into court on a writ of mandamus, compelling them. And usually they bring forward the answers before they enter into the courtroom so they can have that dismissed. But in certain states, it's a penalty, a financial penalty, some up to $1,000. Some it could be imprisonment. It's a violation of law. It's an activity that they can lose their job over.
Wait, so say that, what is again, Ron? I had kind of got distracted okay. For a second.
Yeah, it's we use a writ of mandamus. Some states require an injunction to compel the officers or employees to answer questions.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that someone who's a victim of the code Nazis could file a writ of mandamus, and that would require these code officers to respond?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And it's as little as if you find out that they're employees and not officers.
They could give them all the title of officer. Does that make them an officer just because they gave them the title? Would there be some other criteria they'd have to meet to actually be an officer? Or is that a definition thrown around liberally and, you know, anybody, a dog could now be an officer kind of thing?
Well, an officer is one who affects the public at large. For example, a building inspector that comes out and he tells you you can't install those types of window, he's actually affecting the public at large. He holds a portion, and this is the key, he holds a portion of the sovereignty of the people of the state, and that's what grants him the right to make a judicial determination in that respect, to stop you. Well, what about an employee? Does he have that right to affect the public at large? And your code enforcement officers are employees. I've yet to see any, from the people that have come to me, I've yet to see any of them that have any of these alleged officers that actually have an office that was created by the people of that county.
Okay, so to be an officer, you have to be in an office created by the people.
Yes, and
to actually be legally an officer.
Yes, and there's more to it than that. The office must be created. It must have its powers enumerated, specifically enumerated, and then it must have the sovereign power delegated to it by the people of that county. Now, do you think the code enforcement officers have had that happen in their offices? Do you think the people, do you know anyone who who was party to creating these code enforcement offices?
No, the people, no.
No, this came up in your and my lifetime, hasn't it? And just recently, what, 10, 15 years ago? Maybe 20 at the most? People never elected to create an office of code enforcement officer.
So that people would have to be voting to create these offices. This would have to be something on a ballot. Do you want to create this office?
I would agree. That's the way it would have to be done. And then the powers would have to be installed in the office. And, of course, the enumeration of powers have to be limited so that those powers do not overlap another office, because you can't have redundancy.
You can't have, even though it appears that we do. We've got to go to break. Ronald McDonald is my guest. They Own It All, Including You, is the book he's written, available on RBN. We will be back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on RBN, and I highly suggest that you advertise your business or service on this network that redistributes the truth. Listen, the way you're going to continue to hear the truth is to help out. Actually, you could even make a donation to RBN if you don't have a business or service that you want to advertise or you need advertisement for, but please get in touch with us. You can call the network, 800-724-2719, republicbroadcasting.org is our website, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664
is our address, and the U.S. Postal Service is still in business for a little while longer anyway, even though they're operating in the red. But they did give me a piece of tape the other day, so I was glad about that. Listen, we're on Twitter, RBN Live. We're on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. Call in number today if you have a question for my guest, Ronald McDonald, author of the book entitled They Own It All, Including You by Way of Toxic Money, which is available for sale on RBN. You can call in 800-313-9443. So I don't know where we left off when we went to break, Ron, so please go ahead. I think you were making a point. I believe you were. If not, make a point, will you? Throw in a point.
I will throw in many points. One of the things is during an active investigation, you cannot use the Public Records Act. That means if you're under attack right now, you would have to wait until the attack is over with, and they either dismissed the case or made a determination.
Well, that doesn't seem to be very fair. If you're under attack, wouldn't that be when you'd want to be able to gather information?
Well, at that point, you would have to use the courts and actually go in and sue for violations of rights, if you can name your rights. However, it's okay to do it after, and this is what the Public Records Act allows. Once they've made a determination or dismissed the case, you're entitled to everything they have, including the notes they have. You're entitled to know how they made their determination. What you're requesting is for every piece of document that was involved in that. And let's say in your determination, it was an employee who made the determination or a computer. And in most cases, sometimes it's a computer. If you're dealing with the Franchise Tax Board, a computer has made a determination or an assessment against you. Well, is that a violation, since the only person that can make an assessment must be a human being with actual sovereign authority to come against you? To see how powerful people can be if they do it the right way? And with these Public Records Acts, you can get, the individual to admit and confess their sins before you even bring them into court. This way you are guaranteed a win when you go into court. And usually you'll get a settlement before you even entertain the idea of going for a suit against the county itself.
So now let me ask you a question, Ron. Do you have like a handout, a booklet or something you've put together on steps people need to take? You get a notice in the mail that says that if you don't chop the tree down in your backyard or cut the branches off, you're going to be in violation of blah, blah, blah ordinance, and they'll put a lien on your property if you don't comply. Is there some steps people need to take? Like, do you have something like that?
No, I don't, but I'm in the process of writing some books with that in mind. For example, in the state of California, my state, I researched the commencement of the codes here. And they first started out with the political code, the code of civil procedure, the civil code, and the penal code. However, when they created these codes, they did some violations of fundamental principles. I'll wait till we come back from break.
Okay. Excuse me, we'll be back in 60 seconds, everybody. Don't change that dial.